Hi, welcome to Ellie and Noakes Reviews. I'm Noakes.
And I'm Ellie.
And today we will be discussing the series Parks and Recreation. There will most likely be spoilers in this episode because we're reviewing the series as a whole, and it's a 7-season series.
Yeah. We just finished it, this week? Last week.
Last week.
And
it took us about a year.
To get through all 7 series, seasons.
Yeah, but that's because we're currently watching like 10 TV shows and we alternate.
We have decided that we are going to finish at least one more before we start a new one.
Yeah. For those of you who are not familiar, Parks and Recreation is part of the genre popularized by The Office, a mockumentary.
Yeah.
And so you have stuff happening, but then you always cut to a character just talking to the camera about a certain situation.
Yeah, although I felt like the mockumentary portion, like the talking to the camera portion, decreased as the series went on, and it went more towards just a straight sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Which was interesting, because you'd still have them just like cut to talking to the camera or giving the camera a knowing look, but there was a lot less fourth wall breaking as the series progressed, which I think improved the flow of it more,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, I had never seen this series, and Ellie had seen most of it when we started to watch this. Started watching this.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, the first 2 or 3 episodes, it took me a second to get into. I was not in love with it from the first episode.
Yeah, I think from what I've heard, and I have no way to verify this, although I could probably look up online, was they were trying to make the character of Leslie Knope a female version of Michael Scott, and so they had her very harsh at the beginning. Chipper, but harsh at the beginning, and then they changed it, softened her, though she was still very demanding and blunt. But, for example, I haven't watched very much of The Office, but Michael Scott is oblivious and ignorant and acerbic, whereas Leslie Knope is very knowledgeable, passionate, and acerbic. If I am saying acerbic right, I have no idea. And okay. Let me look it up to make sure that I actually am using the correct word. Let's see, especially of a comment or style of speaking, sharp and forthright. And I was saying it right. Yes! I have only seen that word. Yes!
So the basic premise, it's about the Parks and Recreation Department of the imaginary town of Pawnee, Indiana. Very small town. At least for the first couple of seasons, there was an overarching theme or story each season. The first season is about them trying to build a park in a construction lot, basically.
And that park doesn't get finished all the way until the end of season 6. But each season is kind of like another branch of that hurdle to another hurdle for building that park to be overcome.
Mm-hmm. And it's mostly, this is the type of show, similar to The Office. It's you get into it because of the characters.
Yeah.
Leslie is probably my least favorite character. Mm-hmm. She does have moments that I do find funny. She is stubborn, uh-huh. and she doesn't allow people to like have their own free will sometimes, and if somebody wants to do something different from her, she gets very pouty,
mm-hmm.
and it's frankly very irritating to watch.
Imagine the most extroverted person that you've ever met. Now imagine that times 100. And now imagine that extroverted person will not let you say no to something. And imagine that extroverted person also thinks that she can plan out your entire life without your say.
And that's Leslie Knope.
Yeah. No, she's very nice about it sometimes.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. But like I said, there are moments, but she does have moments that I did think were genuinely funny. But out of all the characters, I think she was the main character that I liked the least, even though I know she practically is the main character of the show.
Yeah, I think the entire Parks and Rec show revolves around her. It revolves around her accomplishments and her achievements and her struggles. And yeah, she is the main character of Parks and Rec. I can't think of another character that has an arc throughout even an entire season.
Yeah, no, she is the main character.
Uh-huh. Now, the characters, some of them have arcs.
Yeah.
But Leslie's arc is the main arc.
Yeah.
There's Ron Swanson, who his arc is he hates government. But he gradually comes to like people in general. There's Tommy Haverford, who he wants to be a businessman, fails miserably, and eventually becomes a restaurateur. And there is, let's see, other arcs. I mean, there's April and Andy. They have an arc of falling in love, getting married, and basically figuring out different new ways to become goofball-y. In April's case, very, like, anti-goofball, but working with Andy's goofballness somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Ben Wyatt's arc, but his is tied to Leslie's.
Because they're the romance interest.
Because they're the romance interest, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's, yeah, that's basically the main people.
Uh-huh. I mean, Anne exists to be Leslie's best friend.
Donna is another coworker who plays off of Tom a lot.
Uh-huh.
And
then poor Gary Gergich.
Poor Gary. There's
Jerry, Larry, Terry, and finally Gary at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically everybody in the main department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's...
And then what's his name? Super happy all the time. Why can I never remember his name?
Super happy all the time?
He was in there, and he was Ben's friend. They came in to fix Pawnee.
Oh, Chris Traeger.
Chris Traeger!
The character of Chris Traeger.
Like, Leslie Knope! And Perkins! And he's, like, happy about everybody and says all these kind things about everybody but Jerry.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Even he is negative about Jerry. Who we later find out is Gary. And do everybody calls Jerry, then Larry, then Terry. Then finally, at the end, Gary.
Yeah. And, yeah, poor Gary. He's just a hardworking guy.
He has tons of talents, but he's a little bit... He blunders, and nobody respects any of his talents.
No. Nobody respects any of his talents, and he's the butt of every single joke.
Uh-huh. The nicest guy you could ever hope to meet.
Yeah, he's the nicest guy you could ever hope to meet. But everyone just treats him horribly.
Yeah, and I mean, that's funny, but also painful at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, there were some times that I felt like the Gary jokes went too far, the Jerry jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And other times, I mean, it was just funny, it was a running gag, but sometimes I was just like, oh, that's not funny, you guys.
But, yeah, so they've got lots, and then they've got just an entourage of just, like, side characters.
Uh-huh.
Like John Ralphio and his sister. Ralphio is basically a trust fund baby.
Uh-huh.
Because his dad's a really successful
doctor.
And so he and his sister, they get into all these crazy mayhem things, and he's best friends with Tom. And they always get into all these shenanigans together. And he just does all these crazy things. And he all of a sudden just shows up like, hey, did somebody say something about this?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh no, it's you. He's like, yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Then they've got just, yeah, they've got, so they got Jean Ralphio and his sister. They've got, they got April's friend, Oren.
Oren.
He's a goth kid, basically.
Yeah, he makes me laugh every single time he's on stage. I mean, on screen.
Yeah. And it's, like, on the April and Andy thing, they are complete opposites. Like, April is, like, your Wednesday Addams, like, super depressed. Or it gives off this air of, I don't care about anything. I don't like it when people are happy. And Andy is the complete opposite of that.
He's a giant puppy.
He's a giant puppy.
Which, it's funny, Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
There's too many Chris's. Chris Pratt plays Andy Dwyer, and he also plays Star-Lord. And there is one season where, like, he's not on screen very much because he is in Star-Lord. But you see them go to Great Britain, and he has the Star-Lord hair.
And he also has lost about 20 pounds.
Yeah, and they talk about how he lost all that weight and, like,
because he stopped drinking, like, 50 beers a day or something
like that. He's like, and
yeah, so he has the Star-Lord haircut because he had filmed the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. And then his hair goes back to Andy Dwyer hair after, like, a season or two. And it's like, oh, Star-Lord's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy's done.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's just there's so many quotable lines in the show. Like, Tom and Donna go out every year for a treat yourself. Where they basically just spend a whole ton of money on just ridiculous things. Like, Donna goes out and buys a bunch of, like, fancy jewelry, and Tom is very concerned about his, like, appearance, so he buys all these fancy, like, clothes.
Yeah. Oh, and then they invite Ben on one because he is super stressed out and all this other thing, and they're like, no, this is really treat yourself. You've got to buy something that you want to buy, that you've thought about buying. And he comes out in full, like, what, Batman Begins regalia.
Yeah, he comes out in a full Batman costume. And then at the end of that day, of that episode, he's talking to them. He's like, guys, I really needed this. This is just really great. And then Donna's like, wow, I never expected to see Batman cry.
Yeah. Oh, and then at the very end of the episode, in that part of the season, Ben was living with Andy and April. And was he living in their house or were they living in his house? I think he was living in their house.
He was living in their house.
That's right, because he lost his job because he and Leslie were a thing and he was her boss. So he had to quit.
He had to resign.
And so he moved in with Andy and April. And so at the very end, Andy and April are doing goofy Andy and April things. And he comes out still in his Batman outfit. And he, like, tells them off.
Yeah, they've got some really funny things. Like, another funny thing back with Gary is, he's a, you know, he's a lovable, jolly, pretty heavy set guy, but he's married to, like, this super attractive supermodel of a wife, mm-hmm. and they have these beautiful, like,
how many,
like,
daughters?
Three daughters,
three or four,
that are all, like, beautiful looking, and everyone comments like, how did he end up with her?
And
like,
that is something every single time Ben sees Gary's wife, he's just like, I don't understand it. Like, even the very last episode, you see, the last episode is, like, just, like, a
epilogue.
An epilogue of you get to see what everybody does with their life throughout time, in, like, brief, like, 5-minute things. And it was, like, how? Like, you see Ben and Leslie old and gray, and Gary's wife is still young looking, and it's like, I don't understand. How?
And they do other random things, like, they have another part, like, later on in the series, they have they have Eagleton come in, and Eagleton is a rival
City.
It's kind of similar in the Simpsons with Springfield and Shelbyville. Pawnee is seen as kind of just a podunk town, where Eagleton is a super proper, like, gated community, like, super fancy town.
But Eagleton goes broke.
Eagleton goes broke, so they have to merge the cities. And so you get all these random people who have to join up
with
the Parks Department. Is it Craig?
The really flamboyant one?
The really flamboyant
one. Well, he's not flamboyant. He's loud.
He's a very loud person.
A loud gay man.
Yeah, he's very loud. And it's just, it's pretty funny that they have, they have him constantly yelling and just, he's a screamer, which is kind of, which is part of the comedy with him. Is he just, he screams about everything. What's going on here?
I did not. What this?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ron is just hilarious because he tries not to. He tries not to care. He actually gives a lot of good advice, but he also he like just tries to do as little work as possible.
He's a libertarian, and he joined the Pawnee Parks Department in order to cause havoc in the Parks Department by doing as little as possible. And so there's one thing. Let's see. Was it Chris Traeger who set up the like circular desk in the main office area so that Ron would be immediately accessible to people? Or was that a different person who came?
I can't remember who it was.
But anyway, there's one time where there's this lady who comes and she's like, I drank the water from the sprinkler system and I got Giardia. Are you listening to me? And Ron's like stuck in this chair in this circular table so he can be accessible, which is his worst nightmare ever. So he just starts spinning in the chair and the lady has to
follow him around.
And then there's another part where Ron makes April his assistant, and April She is trying to make appointments way out in the future so that he doesn't have to do anything. So she sets them all up for March 31st, thinking that March 31st doesn't exist. And because she's like, 30 days, half September, March, June, and November. But no, it's April, June, and November. And so there's an episode where he has to go through all those and like all the Parks Department has to help. And then Leslie also for one Christmas buys him a remote that will slam his office door.
Yeah.
Slam and lock it.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of random, just random little silly things. Like there's a small pony.
Oh, little Sebastian.
That everybody in town and in the Parks Department absolutely loves this little pony called Little Sebastian. And Ben, who came from Indianapolis, is like, I don't get... It's a miniature horse. What is so amazing about this?
It's Little Sebastian. Like, even Ron Swanson melts at the sight of Little Sebastian.
Yeah. Like, there's so many just fun little side characters, like the news anchor, who doesn't really know, like, he sounds like he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Purred,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like doesn't know what he's talking about half the time.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time. And it's just, there's lots of fun little characters. And the seventh season.
Yeah, so.
It started out.
Well, can we talk about the sixth season finale first?
Yes.
It felt like the perfect ending of a series. The sixth season finale felt like the perfect ending to the series. It's the Eagleton-Pawnee merger concert, and you get cameos from, like, all the characters that you see throughout the first six seasons. And they all appear for, like, 10 seconds in one way or another, and it's just warm feeling. And I did not know that a seventh season existed until suddenly it popped up on Netflix. I'm like, wait, what?
And they even had a mini epilogue, like in the last like 3 minutes of the show.
A 3 years later.
Like a 3 years later epilogue. And so they ended it really well.
And I tried to look up, and it sounds like the seventh season always was planned, and I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
And sixth season felt like a series finale. Yeah. Anyway, and then we get to the seventh season.
And we had issues with the seventh season at first.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first, like, two episodes,
Everyone was angry at each other.
Everyone was angry at each other, and they seemed to be acting really out of character. And obviously then, you know, you find out after, like, three episodes, okay, why are these two characters so angry at each other?
Mm-hmm.
And you do, like, a flashback, and they kiss and make up, which is great. But, yeah, that first two or three episodes, that was really hard to get through. It didn't really feel like Parks and Rec.
And it, like, the entire season felt a little more disjointed than all the other seasons. And it's, like, they didn't seem to flow as well, I didn't feel like. Now, Parks and Rec is one that you can just stop for several months and then come back to later. But in the end, it felt good, the seventh season of Parks and Rec. The last episode, I was not expecting it to be twice as long. It was a work night. It was a little bit late on a work night. We're like, well, we've only got one episode left. Let's watch it. And then I'm like, wait, how long have we been watching this?
We've been watching it for 35 minutes. There's only 5 minutes left. And normally this is a 20-minute show.
Well, wasn't it like 40, 45 minutes, the last episode?
Yeah, it was a long episode.
Long for a 20-minute sitcom.
Yeah.
But I think it wrapped up well. Everybody can choose which character they love and which ones they don't and which ones they love to hate.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the series as a whole, I think.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as a whole. Like I said, maybe I need to watch The Office, but the little bit of The Office that I've seen, I just haven't been able to get into. I don't know if it was because, The Office is, it was around the time of, everybody, watch The Office. It's so amazing. You haven't seen The Office notes? What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I tend to get that whenever somebody says, you need to see such and such show or such and such movie, it's amazing. I tend to just push against that.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I enjoyed Parks and Rec a lot. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. So, what were your favorite bits? Like, favorite characters or different things?
I enjoyed Tom, and I enjoyed John Ralphio's good in little tidbits.
Yeah, too much of him is too much.
Yeah, too much of him is too much, but they balanced him out really well.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, it was always hilarious, just trying to be, like, a super hip person, and then finally people were like, dude, just be yourself. And he actually got farther in life just being himself.
Yeah, rather than trying to copy everybody else.
But I also liked Ron a lot, how he was very much just very dry all the time and not... He had very dry humor. Like, for example, there's one episode where they do an episode that's in-universe with a TV show that's in-universe, and they cut to commercials that are in-universe, and one of them is of, this is in the final season, and so you cut to Ron, and he's like, hello, I'm Ron Swanson. I am the owner of Good Works Construction Company. If you want good construction work, you should come to my company. Stares at his watch. End of commercial. And
yeah.
Andy was just, Chris Pratt is just, he plays a lovable goofball. Like,
yeah.
In one episode, he has a list of, yeah, he has a bucket list. And so he sits there, and he decides to make this alternate ego called Burt Macklin, who's an FBI agent. And so he makes an action movie, and so he comes crashing through his glass sliding door to rescue his wife April from Jerry, who is pretending to be a terrorist, and he's like, Jerry's sitting there with the script in his hand being like, it's over, Macklin, I have your girl, what are you gonna do now? He's like, oh yeah, karate chop to the face. And then Jerry goes down, and then on camera they're sitting there like making out, and you see Jerry like, Andy, are we done yet? My wife was expecting me home like 2.5 hours ago. And so, like, there's just lots of little fun bits. Like, the bit that I like, Ben has his moments. I do think it's hilarious that Ben, he's a complete nerd at heart. And he creates basically the Settlers of Catan knockoff game called Cones of Dunshire. And it becomes like super popular, like in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But so there's a couple of my favorite characters. What about you?
I like the couples, Ben and Leslie, and Andy and April. I feel like Ben and Leslie by themselves, are like Ben by himself and Leslie by herself. They can come off like Ben's calmer than Leslie, but Leslie definitely by herself is out of control. But together they're like this power couple and like good chemistry, and they love each other and they will do anything for each other and they support each other in all things, and that's really a really nice couple to see on television. And April and Andy, same sort of thing, but they're like total goofballs. Like Andy is several years older than April, but acts like younger than her in his maturity level. And but he's totally supportive of April, and he's like, "You want to ruin this prom? Let's ruin this prom. I will do whatever you want, babe." And and them together, they just like, they love like play acting and creating these characters that they can just goof around in the privacy of their own house and just like have just a great old time, and they're supportive of each other and they want each other to succeed. And so it's like Ben and Leslie and Andy and April are both like the kind of relationship you want to have,
mm-hmm.
as a couple. Just like very different, but still
both. They both have aspects that uh-huh. are good, which is the type of couple you'd want to be.
Yeah.
You can be a goofball, but you can also be super supportive.
And I think that those two running themes, those two running characters throughout the thing, that was probably my favorite part of Parks and Rec.
Cool.
Yeah. Because I'm all about the characters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we liked this show.
Yeah. You should watch it.
You should watch it.
Just be careful of Leslie.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm Noakes.
And I'm Ellie.
See you later.
Bye-bye.